Y'all thought it was over, huh? Y'all thought you were safe, Wait, safe, Nobody's safe. Shit, motherfucker, war never changes.
War never changes.
Scared? You aware?
Listening,
pay attention.
The presidency is rigged. Novus votus secorum. Welcome to the agenda. A foolish choosing the order. Elections has been selected. Deceptive seeking to clear it. A field in the false connections reveals the plight that we fear of. People across the nation, their hatred blindly divided. With pockets of their resistance and silent as rides violent. Notice we are approaching the moments of no reliance. Each other's brothers see the alliances are defined. Yet here we are in darkness, disheartened but not compliant. The start of a war upon us beyond the wildest triumphs. Facing the lesson learned and deserving, we're all to blame. The equal amount is certain, we watch it burn up in flames. Pardon me, I'm ashamed, how far we gone in this game. They playing us like a fiddle, they pedophile your brains. Dismembering our remains, lock us into a cage. Left to live in the grave, but on trial we die in vain. I'm exposed to you, the secrecy. Read the lines from in between, studied by my enemy. Ready for when the beast unleashed. Bulletproof and armor ready, armor steady. Marching heavy arms, take a model. Anyone who's ready for
no retreat, no fear, no surrender. No retreat, no fear, no surrender. No retreat, no fear, no surrender.
Aim,
war,
fire,
war never changes.
No retreat, no fear,
no surrender.
No retreat, no fear,
no surrender.
No retreat, no fear,
no surrender.
Aim,
war,
fire,
war never changes.
Calling to every warrior out there rallying beside me. The extermination's beginning from global violent tyrants. Televising a mindless indoctrination, deceiving who a martyr, a false messiah. Complicating our reasons and destroying systemic legions. Counter all their strategic, no retreat, never fear, no surrender. They can't defeat us, persistent, serving a mission that's leading us to salvation. Reprogramming the standard, achieving freedom without hatred. Before the cases of bullets litter the pavement and become stained in the blood of all these modern day patriots. No one will face this complacent or retain from it. The majority uneducated and ignorance of the days we're in. So here I came for you, inform you of what they may do. No Jesus, come and pray for who the universe will play this through. No chase the fake parade they made for you. The only thing that's saving you is that these motherfuckers haven't came.
No retreat, no fear,
no surrender.
No retreat, no fear,
no surrender.
No retreat, no fear,
no surrender.
Aim,
war,
fire,
war never changes.
No retreat, no fear,
no surrender.
No retreat, no fear,
no surrender.
No retreat, no fear,
no surrender.
Aim,
war,
fire,
war never changes.
They track us via satellite as media disaster strikes. Spoiling with distracting hype they had to keep us out of fight. Like surfacing the trash of whites and urban to a black. Despite the nightmare disturbing the dream for not acting right. But you must all know they will kill you if you're black or white. And we will all go, death is equal to those who pass the life. Semi-auto protect the mind inside my line of sight. Never fall though, we will rise and find the time to strike. Do what's supposed to be, get it done, provoke the beast. War rebel, Red Dawn, we are the Wolverines. In the back alley, sitting back in the black caddy. Stuck hitting the blunt, pinned down with the gat heavy. Ready for death, the situation is that deadly. Dare you forget, they took yours and mine steady. All ready for slaughter, the clock ticking. You not listen, they want your souls, watch the plot thicken. Search the truth, I promise it's not fiction. They coming like cops kicking, they not gonna stop killing. Till we hit them with everything that we got. Get them, put them down to the ground, inside of a box, hit them. My warrior brothers, they want us dead and gone. We must unite as we stand, or be divided and fall.
No retreat, no fear,
no surrender.
No retreat, no fear,
no surrender.
No retreat, no fear,
no surrender.
Aim,
war,
fire,
war never changes.
No retreat, no fear,
no surrender.
No retreat, no fear,
no surrender.
No retreat, no fear,
no surrender.
Aim,
war,
fire,
war never changes.
No retreat, no fear,
no surrender.
No retreat, no fear,
no surrender.
No retreat, no fear,
no surrender.
Aim,
war,
fire,
war never changes.
No retreat, no fear,
no surrender.
No retreat, no fear,
no surrender.
No retreat, no fear,
no surrender.
Aim,
war,
fire,
war never changes.
Interrupt this program. This is a national emergency. Important instructions will follow. This is your emergency broadcast system. All civil unrest has gone global. All capital buildings and cities are under siege by the United States government to quell the domestic terrorist threat. All residents of urban neighborhoods and cities are being ordered to stay in their homes until the threats are eliminated. If you disobey orders, you could be shot on sight by rogue agents, federal forces, and domestic terrorist militias. This is your emergency broadcast system. This is a national alert. Imminent threat is nationwide. You must stay in sight of your homes or risk being shot on sight. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance. This is your emergency broadcast system. End of broadcast.
Yo, I never heard that song. That song is retarded.
Hold on. Let me bring us back. Guys, this is the Red Pill Hardcore radio show that you listen to in the second hour. Yes, that was Warface. The song was dope.
Yeah, man, I was on mute that whole time. I want to say the SH word really bad. I didn't want to say that. Yo, that is fire. That song is dope. That is definitely going on my playlist. Theo put it up on fakemikerealnews.com. You got a music section there. Not only the music, and so you're going right up with Cannabis Chino XL on the website. we got featured people that I like. So you're up there, man. That song is fire, dog. That's exactly what we need right there, man. That's the real music.
I gotta use that last part of that song. Can I use that?
what last part?
We gotta use the whole song.
You got the song now. You use the whole song.
But listen, that national. No, we can't do a whole song coming back from break. We gotta have a little clip it.
Oh, you want that?
Woo! Because that's what's real. That's what's gonna boil down.
That's exactly
what you don't understand.
Yeah. Australia. That's Australia, pretty much, right now.
Yeah, we've been talking about that like crazy on the show. But can I
South Africa,
pay you a compliment?
Too. South Africa. I don't know what's going on over there, man. I hope those. I hope those citizens hold it down.
Well, listen. Can I pay you a compliment? I don't know what it's like. I mean, I've got about 10 albums worth of material I've not yet produced. It's not gone through yet. I hope when I get finished building these networks, I can get into the studio. But as an artist, I don't know what it feels like when someone says you sound like somebody else or something like that, because everybody's got their own style. But I gotta pay you at least a compliment of, you know. That was like, for me, I'll just say it like this. That's like the first time I heard Outkast, like Synthesizer Man, there's other songs. But to me, hearing that for the first time was like hearing the first time of that.
That's a crazy compliment, yo.
And
to me, I think you should get with Sabak. You guys, you're kind of like Sabak with the little
Sabak.
The twist. Yeah, you like Sabak with a little twist of Exhibit. Like, but you do it I think you do it better than both of them.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, when Exhibit first came out, yo, those are awesome compliments, and they're well-deserved too, man. Honestly, like I said at the beginning of the show, I'm one of those people that, like, everybody makes music, everybody raps, whatever. People tell me they rap, I'm like, okay, great. But...
Well, you remember that track, Are You Scared? Say You Scared.
Yeah.
Yo, first time I heard that, I lost my mind. I had the same feeling just now.
That's what I was going for with this, man. I was trying to make it as real as possible. Like, actually, because there's people out there that are terrified of what's going on right now, whether on both sides of the spectrum. One side's angry and wants to comply. The other side's angry and just wants to know what to do. So that was kind of me speaking, even though I was sounding very maniacal in the beginning there, but everything that's happening right now is maniacal, full of chaos and disorder. So that's, I wanted to puncture into that fight or flight kind of feeling, you know what I'm saying? And ask people,
let me interrupt you, dog. That's the thing. Great. What we talk about a lot on the show and what V has instilled in me heavily is we could talk about facts and politicians and stuff like that all day, but it really comes down to brainwashing. And we're under a very, very thick malaise cloud, and we have been, and plus all the chemicals that we ingest on a daily mm-hmm. basis. And what I recently learned over the last year or two, maybe max, is that, and you know me, dog, like, you know what I'm about. Over the last, you know, so many years, I was always trying to spit facts at people and tell people things. But what I realized is that people do not make decisions. I say this a lot on this channel because it's very important. People do not make decisions based on logic. They make it based on emotion. So when you can take something that I say it better, take it with that and say it with a manly voice and put music on it, that affects people. Like the new right. activism that we need is music. We need comedy. We need creative artists out there. Even if you have nothing to do with that, we need people like that, because that's what wakes okay. people up.
Like, well, I'm going to have to cut you off now because you're lining me up for what I'm going to say. It's very important for me to say this before somebody else does. I got to hand it to you for creating music that's going to affect the people that are coming, the young generation that don't have a clue mm-hmm. what's going on, that are stuck right in the middle of it. You're going to be able to touch them with that kind of music. And that's
exactly absolutely Luca, because, awesome. When I,
because what they're going
to
do.
Let me, no, is I have to interrupt
they're
you.
Gonna keep, they're going to keep repeating and repeating and repeating because they're so good at learning the lyrics by heart. And that's what's mm-hmm. going to be brainwashing them to save their lives.
Yes, I would
much.
Rather have them brainwashed by that, which is not even brainwashing. It's of their own consent. Because the thing is, unfortunately, right now, True isn't played on every radio station. He's not up on 106 and Park. I know that's not even a thing anymore. He's not on TRL Live. Whatever the hell these kids watch nowadays, he's not on them. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And so that's a message. And he's not – some producer, some executive, some record label didn't tell him what to spit. They didn't say, here's your contract. You have to say this. You have to talk about that. You can't talk about that. And meanwhile, we got vax that thing up. We got, you know, take your vaccine. And this is crushing to me because, I mean, Juvenile, whatever, who cares? He sucks. You know what I'm saying? But when you got DMC on a track and he's saying, we got the vaccine, you get the – that hurts my soul. That literally hurts my soul because yeah, I'm an activist. But people – not – I don't know how many people know, but the reason I'm an activist is because of hip-hop, is because right. of the Wu-Tang Clan waking me up, talking about microchips, third eyes, the Illuminati. It's because of rappers like Cannabis and rappers like Dead Prez. And I'm like, oh, I took what they're saying. I look up what they're saying. And then I find people like Jordan Maxwell, Alex Jones, David Icke, Fritz Springmeier. You know what I'm saying? And that's how this starts. I mean, and hip-hop has been on this since back in the day. I mean, African Bambaataa was talking about New World Order in the early, mid-80s. You know what I'm saying? So this is something that's very important, is making this music. And V always likes to call out to people. I like to call out to the people that don't know what's up. But also, we got to call out to the people that do know what's up. Because you guys know what's up. I mean, True, how many people do we know that know something bad is going on, but they're not doing anything about it, and they won't even make a post about it on social media? How many people out there
right,
do
yeah.
you think we
No, yeah, for sure. Yo, for real quick, too, because I forgot to do it in the beginning yeah. announcing the song, shout-outs to J-Plus for supplying me that beat. He dressed it up the way that I needed it around my vocals and stuff like that. He did that for me 4 years back, but he's a hell of a producer. He does hella good deals and stuff. I just wanted to shout him out real quick in case he hears this. Shout out to J Plus.
Yeah. Say his name again and how people can find him, because this is what we need to build a community.
I believe his information you can find. I want to say you can find him at J Plus Music. I think he has a website, jplusmusic.com. I know he's on Facebook. Look up J Plus, and he'll come right up. And you'll hear a beat. Some, I don't know if he still uses it, but I think he still uses the intro. He's like, is that J Plus? He does that shit. So, my bad.
That stuff, yeah.
But yo, I wanted to add real quick, Will, is that yeah, I've talked to, I mean, you and I know a lot of people, and in fact, there's probably some people that we can count on our fingers that are doing things, and then there's probably even more people that we can't count on our hands saying that, you know, that they know about this stuff, but they're not actually doing anything about it. One thing is for sure is that I think some of those people. I think a small minority of them are probably ignorant, too ignorant to it, just doesn't think this thing's going to blow over. Even though they know the truth about things, they just think it's going to blow over. And then there's also an even smaller minority that just doesn't know what to do. They just don't know what to do.
What do you suggest?
What do I suggest? I suggest preparing, like you're preparing for a hurricane to sweep through your city, a tornado, an earthquake. Get ahead of a storm. Get ahead of the storm. There's a blizzard coming. There's a tsunami coming. There's a hurricane coming. A massive hurricane coming. Get ahead of that storm. And what I mean by getting ahead of that storm, not necessarily leaving the area that you're in, but thinking of places of where you could seek refuge. Find yourself a community base that has some kind of contingency plan of resource building, cultivation, water purification, ammo, weapons.
What you've done, and you've been on this tip for years, is, and now you have a Facebook group about this too, and it is establishing a community of people that you know in your area, and, you know, get those things that you're talking about. Make sure you're prepared as you're talking about it right now. There's a tornado, as Lucas said, that hit New York City. I'm getting hit right now. We're getting hit with the remnants before of a hurricane. Everyone's getting hurricanes. I mean, preppers were all crazy before coronavirus hit, and then everyone was running to get teepee. So this is something
By the way, it's a state of emergency declared in New York City right now. They're calling it a historic weather event.
Wow, that's insane. Yeah.
At this moment,
my heart goes out to the people of New York City because, there are some victories. I'm sure weed's legal, qualified immunity is gone. That's a huge, huge victory. But the vaccine passport thing going on, Dutchess are like $20, and now this, man, that's messed up. And honestly, I feel bad because New York City is like one of the best cities, probably the best city in the history of the world, and now it's gone. It's pretty much gone,
There's one elder that taught me, and he was like in his 80s, and he would take me by the shirt very gently and bring me close to his his face, because he talked really softly, and he said, those people that aren't humbled right now, they will be humbled.
That's right, and the whole point is. The whole point is we got to get as many people humble now before things happen.
If you're not humble, you won't make it. You will not make it. If you're not spiritually inclined, you won't.
And if you think that you can just sit on your ass and wait for this to happen, if you're not actively preparing now, if you're not doing things now to stop this, you're not going to do anything when the time comes. You're going to be and by that time it's going to be too late. You're not going to have any contacts. You're not going to have any food or water. If you can't get off your ass to protest the people that are locking in your houses, ripping apart families at churches and funerals, you don't have the gonads to survive when the stuff really hits the fan. And our producer Mike in the chat, he put with the song, he put Fire, and I said F yeah, and he said that emergency alert gave me mega chills, and it should give you mega chills. Because that is what's coming. If you won't get off your ass to protest, well, when that happens, you're going to be dead in the water. I believe we have a caller, Mark in Kansas. Mark, you are on the line. What's up, pimp?
Massive, massive love and respect for you guys, man. It's awesome. I just wanted to just give a shout out because, like, your radio show is amazing, and it's holding up to its namesake. And this really actually pushes the limit. I'm telling you, man, we can handle the truth, but man, you guys sure bring it out and just whip it right on out there. And I love it.
I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, V, holding it down up in the Nordic lands, bro. I'm going to have to come visit you, man. I'm here in the stateside right now in Kansas. Yeah. Well, man, I just want to say massive respect. And Sabak Red. Oh, shoot. Sorry. What?
I say everybody wants to come visit me for some reason. But yeah, go ahead.
Well, bro, I've never gone up. Sorry. Yeah, I've just never been up there before, but I want to check it out.
Yeah, man. Before you go, V, hopefully I can get over there. Hopefully they open it up to non-vaccinated people, because that would be dope. And Mark, thanks for saying that, because you know what? There's a lot of negative criticisms that people can bestow upon me, which is warranted. But one thing you can't say about V or myself or Luca or True is we're as hardcore as it gets, man. I mean, we're not murdering people in the streets or anything like that, but we always push the limits, which for me can be a bad thing. But at least when these gentlemen do it, they do an exemplary job of it. So I appreciate you noticing that.
Likewise, yeah. And hey, by the way, is this Mike right here?
Yeah, fake Mike.
Is that what I'm talking? Yeah, dude, so I love it, because you've just been recently on. I've been listening to the Red Pill show for years, man. So, but yeah, dude, love the energy that you're bringing, too. And, man, your guest tonight, too, his flows, like, his just whole style, everything. This is the dopest show for a long time. So I just wanted to call in and say just massive respect and much, you know what I mean?
That's awesome.
I just love
Mark, guessing you're not originally from Kansas.
Yeah, no, actually, man, I mean, I'm from, like, the Sirius star system, I think, but now they're, like, a crossover past life. But, yeah, I've been transplanted for a while.
Well, you know what? Have you guys ever watched the, this is an old school one, but there's a documentary called The Day, no, it's not called The Day I Die. It's called The Boy That Lived Before. And what it is it basically follows... there was definitely one in Russia too, but it follows some kid from the UK also other kids simultaneously. And what the premise of the documentary is children throughout the world, usually prepubescent, and this University of Virginia researcher, they all claim to have recollections and memories of past lives, things that they couldn't possibly know about. And this researcher from the University of Virginia will go and, like, so this one kid that they follow, he was, like, from the UK or whatever. And he was like, oh, I want to go back to this place that I used to live before after World War II. I was a fighter pilot, and I crashed. And I lived in this place where you could only access from a plane that had to land from the water. And my family was involved in a car crash, and we lived in a house right here. And we had this, and then this kid was, like, 2 years old.
How would you know that?
Yeah, and then you see all these different kids. There's actually a new Netflix documentary, which is like called Surviving Death or something. It's like a 5-part docuseries. It touches on that briefly. There's a lot of other hokiness in there too, because that's what they do with documentaries, at least the mainstream ones. They'll give you a nice little they'll give you a nice little juicy tidbit. And then they'll build a straw man and then defeat the straw man. And then don't worry, there's no such thing as bad conspiracies out there.
Yeah,
but that's something that you guys should check out. You know, the whole past life thing is pretty interesting.
Dude, all together,
what were
life
you
is
saying about, what you come on the show, you're talking about the beast music. You said something about Sabak Red. What were you saying?
Yeah, dude, the nonfiction is unbelievable, man. I mean, Ill Bill is sick ever. You know, shook his hand face to face, and he's coming off stage here in Kansas. He's a beast. Nonfiction's a beast. Your guest is a beast. What's your guest name, by the way? I gotta check his music out. What's your name, bro?
Warface
or Warpaint?
True Warface.
If you look up soundcloud.com/truestpaint, TRUESTPAIN, it'll come up as Warface.
You'll probably have to spread the word.
You'll see my face all camoed up with like camo on it.
I'm wearing camo, bro, right now. Love it.
Yeah, and anybody that missed it and can't look it up, you can just go to republicbroadcasting.org, and all of our shows are archived, usually right after the show, or if not the next day. And
wow, dude, I download them and all that, bro. I get them and love it. And yeah, dude, it's like a survival mechanism, man. Just keeping your mind in that flow. Love it. So, man, dude, you guys rock, man.
He's a hell of an artist. Like I said, I don't get that first time feel hearing an artist and can, you know, get that same feeling like you hear from, like, you know, any of your favorite artists. Like I said,
real deal. Yeah, man. You took the words out of my mouth.
Yeah, everybody.
I thought it was Vinny Paz. I thought that was Vinny Paz for a minute, honestly. We're fans, bro. Yeah.
He's actually got a box.
No. That's a good good compliment right there too. I like that. Yeah. I like Vinny Paz. Vinny Paz is dope.
Hell yeah! Shout out to Vinny Paz, man.
Hey guys, yeah. Hey, let me give a shout out real fast. I gotta say, you guys, because I gotta grind out on this mission I'm doing. Man, go to the bank next time you cash a check and ask if they have any people that brought in silver dollars. These kids, I'm one of them. Back in the day, I got an inheritance. Like, not the major. Like, my grandparents had some old coins. My dumb ass cashed them in to get, like, to trick out, like, some lowrider bikes and stuff. Man, but I went back. And dude, I got like a couple of coins, like some silver dollars that were like 100 years old, man. And they gave me to them for a dollar piece and stuff. So that's just a shout out, you know, prep up, get that going or whatever.
That's a great idea, dude.
Try to get that silver and gold.
Work one.
Yeah, I used to work at a bank, and people would do that. Yeah, thank you very much, Mark, for calling in, man. Please call in again.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, gentlemen. Y'all have a wonderful evening. Much love.
You too.
Yeah,
well,
and that's
safe out there, man.
That's the thing I love about this show too, man. Is I appreciate that Mark appreciates it, because V is, like I always say, man, V is one of the hardest working men when it comes to this. He's nonstop, and he's not he does it hardcore. And this is one of the, and it's not only just V, but also this network too, republicbroadcasting.org, and also go to tlbtalk.com. We do things hardcore. I mean, this is one of the last few places that you can hear this type of stuff. I've been banned off Facebook. I've been banned off YouTube. Everybody's been banned. So V created his own social media website, and he's got his own show, The Red Pill Hardcore. So get it out, man. This is an important place. This is one of the last few places. And, I mean, check out some of the other guests that are on, not just the guests, pardon me, but the host that are on republicbroadcasting.org. Mike Rivera, what really happened?
I mean, this is a legend game.
Yeah, I mean, we're pushing the limits, man, and I really appreciate Mark for calling in and saying that, because, you know, I get a lot of hate, too. People get a lot of hate, and it's good when people actually appreciate what you do. So let's keep it moving, guys, and make sure that, you know, V's hard work isn't in vain. I mean,
I have to ask something, though. I got to put something out there, man. I don't want you guys to think I'm coming off sideways. This is the thing, man, because you said a keyword, too, is about keeping it moving. And, man, the thing is, I just don't know. I want to say I'm 100% with, like, independence and the movement of, you know, free humans and everything. I'm just wanting to put something out there, man, that, like, there's a lot of, you know, subversive secularism going on and separating people. And we got to remember that we're all a planet together. And so, like, for what it's worth, even though it feels like there's pressure from other sides and there's, like, people against certain movements, like, we're all just humans. And so let's remember that, you know, from the government to the police to the independents to the anarchists and all of us together, we all are on the same team, whether we even realize it, whether it's, you know, Crips and Bloods, you know, L.A. Raiders, Los Angeles Raiders, whoever, or the Las Vegas Raiders. I'm saying, we got to remember we all are people together. And I know it's sometimes hard to forgive and forget, but remember, whether it's your family, or your friends, the law enforcement, or other countries, we're all humans. So let's keep that in mind.
Dude, that's important, man.
No fear, much love. Yeah.
Thank you, Mark. Yeah. Now, and I'm glad you said that, because I'm the type of person, we're talking about earlier how, you know, hardcore can be a good or a bad thing. Sometimes I let my emotions get the best of me. And when someone doesn't immediately bend to my whim and some activism, they automatically become an enemy. But he's absolutely right, man. We're all in this together. There's a lot of divisiveness, and the last thing they want is the left and right coming together. I was talking to somebody before the show about January 6th in the Capitol, and he was like, well, what's your take on that? I was like, well, I was at the Capitol that day, and I'll tell you what I said when I was there streaming. When I pulled up one side, I said, hey, you know what? People should have peacefully, keyword peacefully, you shouldn't throw anything, and aside from getting into the event that day and if it, you know, who let it happen or whatever, but the American people should have peacefully stormed the Capitol a long time ago for the illegal wars, for the NSA spying, for the complete overriding of our rights, but we didn't. And it would have been a beautiful thing if the left and the right would have came together that day and occupied the Capitol peacefully. So we got to do that, man. That's what it's about. And True's doing it in a great way with his music. So again, True, one more time. I mean, we're gonna do it at the end of the show, but again, tell people how they can get into your music, because I want to ask you some questions about what you think is coming up in the future, and also some good ideas to prepare. And I have a point about that as well.
Yeah. So people can again reach me at soundcloud.com/truestpain, TRUESTPAIN. And they can reach me on Instagram at TrueWarface, all one word. And they can reach me on Facebook.com/war.face. And they should be able to reach me. All of my medias are linked to all of my medias. So if you can't find one, you find one, you're going to find the rest of them, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and it's going to be in the show notes here. So one thing I wanted to talk about, and let's talk about preparedness for a little bit. One thing I'll kind of start off, and then I'll open it up to you gentlemen, is I've watched this documentary, and there's a book too, and I know Alex Jones is totally kind of sold out lately, whatever, but if you guys can find it on the internet, it's called Strategic Relocation with Joel Skousen, and it's a book. My boy has the book. And there's also a documentary that goes along with it where it's like him and Alex Jones breaking down the book for like an hour and a half, 2 hours, whatever. And the idea behind the book is that there are certain places, in case of something catastrophic was to happen, it breaks down state by state where you would want to go, where you would want to avoid. It teaches you not just state by state, but country by country, where you would want to be. And they say, oh, places that you think might be good for expats might not be good. And it takes into account different scenarios that may unfold. And one of the best places that they say to relocate would be Middle America, the Ozarks, because you got a fresh water supply, you got some good vegetation there, you're protected from the majority of the places that would be attacked, like New York or DC, LA, and also there's the mountains in between that would help from refugees, the idiots that didn't prepare, the zombies, the walking dead, and nuclear fallout.
Hey, Will, you know how many psychopath murder cult movies I've seen about the Ozarks and all that stuff lately? They really want to scare people away from
that's
any
true.
Kind of salvation, I think.
And, you know, the last thing I'll say about this, because I'm rather long-winded right now, is they also said that is an area, like, you know, the major cities, they're obviously very left-leaning. And say what you want about the right wing, and I do all the time, at least they have a more forward-thinking, at least in theory, about freedom and what America was based on. Now, I understand America was not based on things perfect, and, you know, it might have been a ruse from the beginning, but the idea of freedom that they have is a lot better than the idea of government control that they have. So that would be a good place to start. But what are some of the things that you've been working on, True, and some of the ideas you have as far as getting people prepared? Because even if you can't, you know, move to the Ozarks, you don't have to, because if everybody starts preparing in their own community, then we're going to be fine anyways.
Right. So I agree. What was that? Did the call just end? Hello?
No, you're here. I'm sorry. I use Brave Browser. They don't pay me anything, but Brave Browser is awesome because it blocks. You never watch an ad on YouTube. It's a VPN.
Okay.
You get free crypto for using it faster, but it does pop up with a doo-doo-doo ad every once in a while.
Yeah, gotcha.
So, sorry about that. So yeah, what can folks,
sorry,
what's your ideas on preparedness?
My ADHD kicked in real quick and distracted me real quick, but anyway, I mean, the Ozarks would be completely ideal. I would much rather I wish I lived there and I had a community there rather than, you know, where I'm at right now. But, you know, I'm not saying that there's loss for hope or anything like that. I'm completely not saying that. I'm positive about what can be done.
and working with what you got. One thing for sure is to, avoid the city. We've seen something on the cusp of what it would look like have there be a resource shortage. And I'm not just talking about toilet paper. Toilet paper wasn't the only thing that went was out of stock. There was chicken. There was water. There were various items in the store that, you know, either took a while for them to restock or were just completely out of. And I think that was a little bit more of a setup, more than anything, just to kind of get an idea of how people would probably react during a crisis. Now, think of it in terms of a complete grid shutdown. That is actually...
Hold on one sec, Drew. I know I said I was going to shut up for a second, but you just made me think. That is something I've never even considered, and that's really interesting. So anybody that knows... And let me just say this real quick, and I'll shut up. Anybody that knows the Orson Welles play War of the Worlds... I believe it's 38 or 39. They said, "Hey guys, there's an alien invasion coming on," and people went out. They started shooting in the air. Somebody actually blew down a water tower. People were panicking, and some people have suggested that was done by our government to see how people would react. And it's very interesting that you bring up that point because I'd never considered it. That the beginning of coronavirus could have been a test how they were war gaming. Hey, let's just see how these people would react if we shut down all of their constitutional rights overnight.
Well, I actually think that's more of a situation of how many people are paying attention to the information that they're given, because throughout the entire broadcast, it would say this is a work of fiction that you're listening to throughout the entire broadcast.
That's right.
So, that is, to me, seems like how your attention span is and how fast you are to go off the deep handle. But I have a lot of people who have moved out to the country, and they've never been happier. I'm hearing it all over the place. I'm hearing, you know, Black Panther members who just moved out of the city, went and got themselves a ranch. You know, I'm hearing all kinds of people who are just... moving away from the city. We all know Agenda, whatever they call it now, Agenda 2130. They want to have everybody in mega cities. They want everybody to move to the cities. Well, listen, they're not going to convince me to move out to a city, a mega city, when they're going to have weather warfare hitting it. You know, hitting up New Orleans, hitting up New York City with tornadoes and hurricanes. You're not going to convince me.
Right.
I'd rather be somewhere in the middle of the country that isn't.
So here's the thing. This is the thing that I tell people, and that I've been telling people over the years. And I just want to put it out there too that I'm not someone that has this advanced military background or anything like that. I wasn't in the military, wasn't in the service, but I've been around a lot of people that have been in the service, and I've learned, I've listened, I talk, I ask questions. The one thing that you should always do if you're trying to learn something is ask questions, even the dumb ones. There's never a dumb question to ask. So going back to what Will was saying also, and what you were saying there about, you know, these high-profile people or just celebrities or just people in general moving to these places that are far off from the city, because people have an understanding of what will happen if there's ever a societal collapse, which we're on the cusp of. We are literally on the brink of it. And it's so close right there, you can taste it, because it's out there outside. You can see it at the tension. You can look at people's faces. You can just see it. You feel it. You see it. And people talking about it. Now, with that in mind, it's not to panic people. It's not to make people afraid, but you have to be aware of your surroundings. The city is going to be a terrible place to be within... like the first week won't be so bad. The second week, you're going to start noticing some harsh shortages. Third week, a month, 60 days into it, people are going to be up in arms in civil war or some form of that. There's going to be absolute chaos. And I'm talking about like if there's a resource, like a complete resource shortage, water shortage, electricity is turned off, gas is turned off, food is in very low supply.
It would be chaos. It would be total chaos.
So what I've been doing and gathering people. I have a decent crew of good men and women that we meet with each other, we talk with each other, we prepare with each other, we try and find contingency plans. But that's not where it ends right there. What you try to do, what I've been trying to do, is gathering allies from other communities, even within the city, on the outskirts of the city, within the region, to try and find a place of refuge in case something is compromised. Because if something's compromised,
let me ask you something. Go ahead. How has those efforts been? Because I've been talking on this show for years, telling people to join your local civilian militia. You know, if you don't have one, form one. It's entirely legal. It's very easy on paper. You know, you can do that. I've had this idea of trying to get gang members, you know, these gangs, to just, you know, I know giving up drugs and all this stuff is hard, but, you know, I think they'd rather be able to work an honest wage and keep their guns and protect their families. And so one of my future projects here is try to get gangs to turn into lawful civilian militias. So but how has the effort, your effort, what was that like in terms of hardship? How's that been?
So I've been lucky enough and blessed enough to be surrounded by logical people, close logical people, family members. Some of them I've had to brought up to speed, and a lot of it had to do with, you know, the particular climate that's been leading up to all of this stuff that, you know, jump-started their awareness, I guess, for lack of a better way of saying it. But I have friends, close friends that I grew up with, who are fully aware of what's been going on and understand the dangers and understand the circumstance and the situations that are likely to occur. So that portion hasn't been very difficult. It's now when you're trying to reach out to strangers who don't know you. Trust is a big thing between human beings. And if you can't establish that line of trust, that you're not going to have a true ally to you. So the best way that I've been able to approach it is offering my abilities, my skill set, my ideas, and trying to include and implement them with others, allowing them to take the wheel for a little bit of the wheel. And so they have some form of control. People like control. Everybody, and I'm not saying this because I think there's a whole mind game of trying to psychologically manipulate someone in order to, you know, gather some great alliance or anything like that. The ultimate goal is to create a community, an allied community. We don't have to have the same exact views of everything, but we have to be able to know that we are there to protect one another. And that's the idea. I fully encourage and stress the fact that it's protection that we need. I'm not asking people to go to war. I'm not asking people to go and burn the precincts down or the state houses down. That's going to happen. Other people are going to do that. And that's not going to be the good guys that do it either. Not going to be the right ones that you want to be aligned with. Not usually and not all the time. And I don't really use words like militias because that kind of turns people off. Although I know where that stems from, I don't try to, you know, immediately say, hey, we're starting a militia, because that's like a dirty word these days. You know what I'm saying? People think, oh, here we go. We got one of these supremacist groups growing. And all that's the last thing that I need for that to come out at. So the idea behind that, I still always stress, like, well, we need to be armed. That's like one of the number one priorities. We need to be armed. We need to have resource gathering. We need to be able to have a skill set in order to secure that. And also a contingency plan of getting to a point of refuge in the event of a disaster. That could be civil unrest. It could be a hurricane that comes through. It could be a solar flare. It could be a power grid failure. It could be whatever it is, whatever scenario. It could be a meteor smacks the earth or something like that. You need some type of contingency plan. So that's basically the stuff that I stress to people. And not only do I just bark off and say, hey, these are the things that we need. These are the ideas that I have. These are the skill sets that I can offer, and these are the skill sets that my friends can offer. And if that person doesn't particularly have a skill set, we can bring them up to bees. And, hey, do you know how to make a fire? And they say, no, I don't know how to make a fire. You won't believe how many people out there that do not know how to make a fire. It's the most basic human source of, you know, it's one of the most basic forms, the oldest source of human invention, fire. You cook with it, you can clean with it, you can disinfect with it, boil water, do a ton, and heat. It's the heating source, most basic thing. And you won't believe how many people out there that don't know certain survival aspects that are basically their birthright. And that's, I mean, that's basically, you know, what I try to get across to you. And another thing, too, is that I don't want to go on a tangent of, you know, how many people that I come across within this, but it seems as though, and I'm saying this because I'm putting men on blast, because there's a lot more women that are responding to wanting to learn more and wanting to be a part of it more than there are men. That concerns me greatly, because as men, as masculine beings, we are, it's our birthright to be protective, to be to have the ability to wage war if we have to, by the necessity that it's warranted, but also to secure refuge and all that stuff. So it concerns me that there aren't a lot more men being involved. Luckily, I do have a crew that are involved, and majority of them are men. But I mean, I'm not saying that women don't provide a role. They most certainly do. But what I'm saying is, men, if any man is out there, no matter where you are, if you're in the New England region or whatever region of the world that you're listening from, get out there. We have women and children to protect.
Listen. Hey, wasn't nothing wrong with having Minutemen back over 20 years ago. Why can't we have Minutemen today?
I know. Right. I'm telling my girl that all the time. I said, babe, Minutemen is a good thing. That was a good thing. And she just rolls over and is disgusted. It's tough. I want to say a couple things here real quick. The future is dependent on what we do and what we don't do. I want to get this out before the show closes. This Saturday, if you're in San Diego, protest Bill Gates' house, 1 p.m., be there. If you're in the West Coast, if you're north in the West Coast, go to Bill Gates' house outside of Washington, outside of Seattle in Washington State, protest. Or if you're on the East Coast, join me. Join Titus Frost. We will be Saturday outside of Dr. Fauci's office, and his place of residence isn't too far away, so we might be dropping by there too. And then this is very important: the 20th anniversary of September 11th. As True spoke about, this is one of the major catalysts of what's going on today. Hey, they got Bin Laden. Hey, we're out of Afghanistan. Do you think they're going to shut down the Patriot Act and the NSA spying and all the other wars? No. Do you think they're not going to stop military contractors? No. We can't let Joe Biden's dementia-riddled ass sit there and grandstand on the backs of our American service members, and also the countless people that were murdered in Afghanistan illegally over the longest, most illegal, immoral war in U.S. history. That being said, obviously the future is going to be dependent upon what we make of it. What do you see lies in our future, True? Because you seem to be somebody that's been ahead of the curve. I mean, I'm somebody that does this all the time. Like, I'm surprised you're ahead of me when it comes to a lot of this forecasting and stuff. You weren't surprised when a lot of this was rolled out. What do you see happening in the future with all of this stuff? Because, like I said, I thought stuff was getting better, and now I'm not sure about that.
Honestly.
Oh yeah.
It's all
honestly.
It's all going to shut down. All of it. Every single bit of what we know is going to shut down. It's going to hurt first. It's going to have to hurt first. It actually has to hurt first before we can make it better. Period. A lot of people are going to die. and not because of a biological spooky man. I can't say it any more raw than that. I can't put any cushion to what in my heart and in every fiber that I am, I feel it. It's been there for the past 20 something years, ever since I've been awoken to any of this stuff. It's not going away. It's here, it's staying here, and I don't think we have another 3 years. Maybe five. And that's really like being generous on that. I really don't think we have that much time. We are out of time. We've been out of time, but we are definitely out of time.
And one thing I want to say to the
Can I please add something very quickly? I got a message from somebody, I don't know who it was, on Twitter, but I'm sure you'll see where this is going. It says, "Get ready, no joke. Biden and his regime are bringing a nationwide lockdown of unbelievable severity to the entire U.S. as early as mid-September, much like the one in Australia. If you don't heed this warning or think that it can't happen here, you're in for some great sorrow."
Mm-hmm. Silence in the face of oppression is complicity with the oppressor. All it takes for evil to triumph is for good men and women to do nothing. We're in this position because we have done nothing as a society, and now look where we are. I don't see this getting any better. And I'm glad you laid it on the line so bluntly, True, because this is what it is, man. We're in this mess. We're not getting out without everybody's help. And people need to start supporting. People need to start showing up to these protests and doing things. And True, you're absolutely right. We need to start preparing, because this is all a house of cards, and they built up this house of cards. And one other thing that is a very important point that I want to make is there's nowhere to run. I remember, I don't have any children, but before coronavirus, and I'm here in Rhode Island, and there's not a lot of people in the Rhode Island government that are big fans of old fake Mike Real News here. So and especially working on DCYF, CPS, I figured, you know what, if I have kids, I'll at least move to another state, maybe another country, you know? But what coronavirus proved to us is there's no running. There's no hiding. You can't go to another place. There is no other place. As Mark said it, we're all trapped here together. He didn't say it like that. I said it much more crudely than Mark did. We're all trapped here together. There's nowhere to run. We have to make a stand, and it has to be a nonviolent stand.
I can second that. Coming over here to Eastern Europe, you know, even over here in Europe, they have to keep things pristine here. You know, this is the motherland of the Caucasian race. You know, you don't see fluoride in the water here. You don't see GMOs. You don't see a lot of this stuff. But even the vaccine has, the COVID scare and the vaccine stuff has pervaded over here. Now, is there mandates going on? No. They got the mind control opposite over here. You're privileged. You're one of the elite if you get the vaccine. They're not pushing it. But the rest of the world, they're pushing it. I've actually told a lot of people, you want to go somewhere? You literally have to go somewhere other than the United States. You've got to go anywhere in the world. You better land somewhere in Europe. That's your best chance. But even now, yeah, there's still the option for vaccines. And the thought of me having children right now is still scary.
I have a good friend over there in the United Kingdom. I don't know which part of Europe you're in.
United Kingdom is terrible. It's worse there.
Yeah.
Than anywhere else, pretty much.
Yeah. Right. I wanted to add on to what, you know, Luca, you've been saying a lot of good points too, and you reminded me of something, and I don't remember the quote exactly, but I follow quite a bit of Native American Indian. Tribal. What's the correct way to say it? I don't want to mispronounce
literature, mythology,
belief system, spirituality. Yeah, the spirituality aspect, and I believe it's the Hopi tribe.
some of the elders have said from their time, from their prophecies, is that this time right now that we are living is a prophetic time of great change, massively great change.
What it's called is let go of the shore. We're coming into a time of incredible turmoil, and a lot of people are going to, you know, the river is raging incredibly powerful, and a lot of people are going to be afraid, and they're not going to want to leave the shore. But what you have to do is smile, dive into the water, and make sure your head stays above water, and make sure you help other people in the same area, and find out who your people are, and let them go. Mm-hmm. You can't force anybody to do anything, and it's a beautiful prophecy. I'll give it to the guys if you want it. I have three of them, actually.
Absolutely.
One from last year, and the one from this year that just came out. The
Hurry up, Larry. We only got like less than a minute to go, so give us one of them. Give us one of them, the best one, and we'll put the other.
I just did.
All right, so listen, True, one more time, how can people get in touch with you? We cannot promote you enough, man. How can people get in touch with you, get your music, and how can people find you on all these platforms?
Yes, so, and also, I'll mention a new one, too, because I forgot to mention it. The group that I created is called New England Preparedness. It's on Facebook. It's a brand new group. It's been out for about a week now, and there's now 80-something members. It almost happened overnight, like a whole bunch of people came on. It's primarily in the New England area, but anyone's more than welcome to join. And you can reach me at soundcloud.com/truestpain, TRUESTPAIN.
And I just, and V, don't worry, I already told him, I sent him a message right now to sign up for TLBtalk.com and start a group right there too. Because you're going to get a whole bunch of people. You should just create a regular preparedness group over there. And pull people, and then slowly pull people over there too, because
absolutely,
and he created it.
Me too. I really hope that you do, because all the work that goes into Facebook, all the work that goes into these other sites, and then for just to cut you off like that, you know, lose contact with thousands and thousands of people. You're not going to get cut off my social network. Your group is there.
Work.
Okay. So that really should be your home.
Man, I had to make an alternative profile.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about. You don't have to do that on my network. Just join up, sign up, bring your people over, bring all your people, your fans and everybody. This is the platform of free speech, okay? You're not going to be cut off. We're not Zuckerberg. We're not the CIA. We're not any of that crap. So, anyways, thank you for coming on, being a wonderful guest to the show. This has been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show with me, your host, V. And remember, and the land of surveillance, man with third eyes king. So please, educate yourselves. Good night.
Conan, what is best in life? Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and they hear the lamentation of your women.
That is good.
That is good.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.